Hello?
Hi, is this Cameron?
This is.
Hi, Cameron. It's Paul. You were speaking with Giselle. I had just stepped away from my desk for a quick second. Were you able, though, to maybe take a look at the email that I sent to you?
I did. So I took a quick glance. However, I am working on some Tesla projects for the rest of this week, so it's kind of tough for me to kind of sit down and really go over everything. Something I did see with us being so close, I felt weird about you guys, you know, kind of having complete access with my website.
So that actually wouldn't be the case. I mean, if you wanted us to use the domain that you have and build a website, we can do that. If you want to continue to work on or have your wife keep working on a website and on the domain that you already have, I mean, you can continue that process. But if we do build a website for you, you have access to a website editor tool. It's part of your client dashboard, which is your tracking. You can print out invoices. You have access also to a website editor tool. So you or your wife at any point in time can make changes to your website. You can add photos, you know, put in a special, a senior discount, military, you know, you will have access to your website. Or you can have us make those changes. And whether we're making changes to your website or whether you or your wife are making those changes, there's never any additional cost for that. I did get the website upgrade, though, included at no additional cost if it is something that you want us to do.
So I think my only thing is just because, like, you know, my wife is aware of me and the company,
sure,
that maybe you guys can work off that same, you know, template, I want to say.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Before we would even build a website, and I don't know if you took a look at the one that we sent out to you. That's obviously just a mock-up. It's, you know, 555 area code. It's not an actual website, but just to kind of give you an idea of what your website could look like. Before we even get started on anything, really, we do what's called a client interview, and it is exactly like it sounds. We have one of our technicians speak with you in detail, in depth, about your services, your service area, mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business. And I don't know how much work has already been done on the website. You can take screenshots, send them our way. We can work off of what has already been created, pull content directly from what's been created and things like that. And like I said, you'll always have access to make changes as you see fit to the website once it's completed. It's all about just getting a website done quickly for you, because that's what's going to get those phone calls coming in. And obviously with the new baby, you know, the two of you don't have as much time as you would like to devoting to your website. So it's something that we can help you out with, but we always will want you to have direct access to it and always direct input in how that website looks and any changes that need to be made.
Perfect. Okay. I do have to get back to it. But the last thing I wanted to bring up, I know your sales guy probably, might just be saying this, but I just wanted to see if this deal could like go till, you know, early next week for me to pull the trigger because I'm in the field heavily right now.
Right. So it is a position that we are actively filling, meaning that it's our job to find the right company to work with. That being said, I'm always allowed 2 weeks to be, you know, getting things set up and started. We have to obviously kind of accommodate the time frame and the needs of our clients. So even if it is something that you did want to do, we could close out the category, meaning we would stop calling through the area. We're obviously, as a Google Premier partner, only allowed to work with one business per industry and area at a time, but we could, you know, kind of get things set up on a hold status where that we're not continuing to call through the area. But to be honest with you, and I don't know how pressed for time or the shortage of time, like I said, on my end, it takes about 10 minutes to set up. I schedule the follow-up call while it is kind of blocked out for a one-hour window. Typically, we can get that call done in a half an hour. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Obviously, okay. I know a lot of times your hands are full, but if you are able to carry on a conversation and work at the same time, we can do that. And then the rest is us getting everything done in this next week or so. So, I mean, it might still work out if you can block out, you know, 10 or 15 minutes with me, and then a half an hour at some point today would be preferable. We want to get started right away. If today is definitely out of the question, we can do it tomorrow or some
point. Well, like
this
I
week.
Said, like, I even have to go right now.
I gotcha.
I'm gonna be doing this project probably till Friday. There's a small chance I free up.
Okay.
What time do you guys close?
So I mean, we do get started early, which means we also end early, but we would be available until 5 o'clock every day this week.
Okay, that might be a little better. These jobs can go a little bit longer throughout the day, especially today.
Sure.
But yeah, I'm totally willing to do it. I just I do have a small company, and it's a little bit, this is a bigger project for us, so.
Well, congratulations. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
But, yeah, I'm all for it. I just, I kind of need just,
focus
like
on
I'm,
the job.
I'm ready to
yeah,
say,
absolutely.
Yeah, I'm ready to say yes. But yeah, I gotta kind of hop out there and get going on this.
Yeah, and you'll be busy today at least until 5, but maybe later on this week have a little bit of time.
Possibly. I'll stay in touch with you guys and we'll figure something out.
I will try to call you towards the very end of the day on Friday if I don't hear from you. Okay?
Okay. That sounds
all right.
Great. I will be reaching out soon, I hope.
Yeah, you have my direct line as well. I mean, you can call the number and they'll transfer it unless I'm away from my desk. But the email also has my toll-free and my extension. If I'm on a call, it would go to my voicemail, but I can almost always call back within a half an hour. You also, of course, can respond to the email.
Perfect.
All righty. Sounds good. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Thank you, Cameron. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.